the man has a claim to run, absolutely. I don't think he has a chance, and I think he's only running right now as a way of doing two things. One, doing a favor to Sisi, and two, doing a favor to himself and his party. He's doing a favor to Sisi because everybody is basically announcing that they will not run. And if no one runs, then it will be a situation very similar to the Constitution, where Sisi will get 98% of the vote, and the entire world would slam Egypt and slam Sisi for an unfair election, despite the fact that I believe it would be a fair election. The second reason, which I think is more important for Sabah himself, is Sabah has a party, which is not a very popular party, but it's a party that has membership. And if, in fact, he runs, and if he succeeds in getting a good 10-15% of the vote in the presidential election, that will certainly help him and his party in a parliamentary election later. And hence, he would be very well positioned to be chosen as prime minister by Sisi, according to the Egyptian constitution, which was passed in 2014.
You're suggesting, Professor, that perhaps part of the reason he's running could be that Al-Sisi may be the one recruiting him so as to legitimize his own candidacy?
Absolutely. I think his run against Al-Sisi, as I just said, does two things. It legitimizes Sisi's candidacy. It reduces the number of votes that Sisi is going to get so that it doesn't become a major landslide, 98%. It will be something smaller because some people will definitely vote for Sabahi. But at the same time, Sabahi also gains to benefit because, look, I ran against the Sisi and I got some votes and no one else ran. So I am the main party that the president has to appoint as head of the cabinet.
You seem to be saying, Professor, that it's a far-gone conclusion if Sisi decides that he's going to win by a landslide. I'm sure there's a sizable number of Egyptians who do not want to return to military dictatorship, who might want to vote against Sisi's presidency.
That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because of two reasons. It's not going to happen because those who are totally against military dictatorship are so disgusted with the presence of the military that they will not vote altogether. And so in a sense that they will boycott the vote. Just like the Muslim Brotherhood folks boycotted the constitution vote, those who are against the military and possibly the Muslim Brotherhood will also boycott the vote for Sisi.
Can any presidential election ever be free and fair in Egypt?
I don't know if it can be free under these conditions. I think it can be fair. I think if Sisi wins, even with a 90% majority, I would absolutely believe it that it is legitimate.